Christ, her dress is fucking gorge. I'm so glad we helped Finley. She'd probably be up there in one of her nasty uni sweatshirts and denim shorts. Frank whispers into my ear, and I giggle, taking in the sheer beauty of Finley's wedding dress. Angela elbows me coarsely. Don't make me separate you two. She smiles playfully, leaning forward to eyeball us, both in our chairs. Mark stretches out and throws his arm lazily around Angela, sweetly massaging her shoulder. Frank glances over at Mark's hand on Angela's shoulder.
You may not want to let him do that to you, Angela. We were both in the loo earlier, and I know for a fact he didn't wash his hands, the knob.
I stifle a cackle as Angela's jaw drops in disgust. The hate-hate relationship that Frank and Mark have developed in the last few days we've all been hanging out together in Mexico is ludicrous, but extremely entertaining. For some odd reason, as soon as we landed in Mexico, they declared each other mortal enemies. It may have had something to do with the fact that Mark was convinced Frank was one of the Weasley twins from the Harry Potter movies and attempting to conceal his identity. Apparently, being rich, redheaded, and British means there is no other possibility in Mark's eyes. For the first 3 days, they bickered about it constantly, like an old married couple. I've only met Mark once, briefly, back when I was visiting Finley in college. Angela was Finley's college roommate for all 4 years, so I saw her several times before I moved overseas my junior year. Mark was Brody's roommate, and all of them lived in the same apartment complex senior year. It was quite cute, actually. Two roommates dating two roommates. Mark gave off a kind of bizarre first impression with these weird questions he throws out randomly. He never wanted you to answer them. He just wanted to ask them and answer them himself. He reminded me of Zach Galifianakis, but way cuter, and with less hair, and in no way chubby. Honestly, he and Angela are a freaking gorgeous couple. Makes me green with envy. Apparently, Frank doesn't find Mark as funny as I do, though. Mark leans forward and cuts Frank a nasty glare.
Question. Is urine non-sterile, but also non-toxic? Answer, yes.
Frank and I both frown at Mark, and Angela mirrors our disturbed expression. I have no clue what he just said, but either way, it didn't sound good. He shrugs his shoulders.
My dick was clean. I'd just showered.
We all blanch at his blatant admission. Angela turns and eyes him speculatively, and I lean closer to hear her response. This should be good. Question, will you wash your hands after you pee from now on? Answer, freaking hell yes you will, or you won't touch any part of me with those hands ever again. Angela raises her dark eyebrows up to the heavens, and Mark's eyes widen in surprise. And, she adds, I won't touch any part of you ever again. He recoils and leans into her.
Anything for you, my raven-haired beauty.
I grin, noticing how she instantly relaxes. A smug smile plays on the corners of her mouth. They are so cute together. Polar opposites, but they fit together perfectly. As a wealthy politician's daughter, Angela ruffled a lot of feathers when she and Mark eloped to Vegas immediately after graduation. But being married 5 years now, everyone's doubts seem to have been in vain. Mark is Brody's best friend from childhood. Angela met Mark around the same time Brody and Finley started hooking up in college. Mark appears to worship the ground Angela walks on. They are sickeningly sweet together, just like Brody and Finley. Man, I'm only 26. How is it that everyone around me is getting married already? I thought I'd have well into my 30s before I'd have to worry about being the third wheel. I'm just grateful I don't have to stand up at the altar next to Finley. Granted, I'd do it in a heartbeat. She's my best friend in the whole world. But it's so much easier to not be on display with all these crazy, wayward thoughts of mine.